Americans and people of the world, we all face a common enemy. An enemy that threatens a fair chance at a decent life. An enemy that has disguised itself as the shining light to a better future. But under the blinding lies, it's the same old champions ensuring the survival of the old world that has oppressed, marginalized, and destroyed the common man, woman, and child. Bolstering in their suits and ties, smiles and handshakes, this enemy stands on the backs of people and continues to spin the wheel of corruption that has enabled a blasphemous society. Movements will be formed. Revolutionaries will be born. And the time for real change has already been sparked. We understand our obligations at home and internationally. And in time, you will understand what has started.
All right, Unfiled. Episode 27. What is up, everyone? Okay, so it's me and Armani in office today, or in studio. In studio, face-to-face, but we will have some guests calling in. Right now, we have Anthony. I think you guys met him before if you watched the previous episode. This is Anthony Soto. Say what's up. Yeah, so he'll be weighing in and just talking to with us. Cool dude, Air Force guy.
And then we have Alex.
And then Alex, yeah. Yeah, you guys know Alex. No need for introduction. But he couldn't make it today, but we're going to call him in for a bit. So a lot of stuff's going on. It's getting crazier. I feel crazier. I feel like every day with this quarantine, I lose it just a little bit more.
You sound kind of nuts.
Just a little. you sound kind of nuts. I kind of just started like going off. I'm feeling a little manic, but it's okay.
by like episode 30, I'm
just screaming.
I'm ineligible. All right. So now it sounds so funny because now I'm like, I'm not trying to be as loud.
Yeah.
It sounds like that, like you guys sedated me. I got sedated.
Doing baker acting in the middle of the episode.
We had to stop the episode and tie me down. But
yeah,
no.
So like we had a technical difficulty and
yeah,
it stopped recording for a second. So now we're back. But that first 50 seconds of the episode was nuts.
Yeah, I had a technical difficulty in my head.
Holy shit.
Anthony's still here. Anthony, say what's up just one more time so we can hear you.
What's up?
How are you doing? Any changes since we last talked? Just like how you feel or what's going on? Hello?
Oh, sorry. I'm about to unpack. No real changes. Quarantine's still going strong. As it can go. I miss going to work and saying, hey, what do you guys want to do for lunch?
I thought you still work. Well, you work less, right? It's like what, like 2 days a week?
No, I'm off work now. Basically, I'm on like a rolling notice.
Oh, really?
Say, hey, we're leaving, we leave.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Brandy and this and all the schools in Florida, they're teaching online for the rest of the year. I think a lot of states are doing that.
Are they going to do like the fall year, the fall school year too?
I don't know. They haven't called anything yet, but
that'd be nuts.
It can happen, you know. They canceled Comic-Con. Isn't Comic-Con like end of June or end of July?
It's one of those. When it's like far away.
It's deep in the summer and they canceled that. Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of crazy. And of course the Tokyo Olympics, but yeah, I don't know.
But that makes sense because, like, the fucking Olympics, right?
Yeah, I guess big picture-wise, things is kind of the same, I guess. Like, definitely a little more, worry, I guess.
Yeah, things and, like, feel, like, different now.
Anxiety.
I don't know how to explain it. I've just been feeling a little bit off lately.
Yeah. It feels like there's also a big thing now that people want. Not everyone, but now it seems like there's a clash now. I think, Anthony, you've noticed this too with a lot of people are like, okay, this is, we can't do this forever. Let's like open up. like now, you know, to save the economy or whatever, to save people's jobs. But then another group of people, probably the majority, because I think they did a study or a poll, and most people, like 80%, don't quote me on that, but like 80% of people still want the country, like, you know, completely locked down. And like, no, like the virus is still out there. Do you notice that, Anthony?
Yeah, I mean, I looked up the protests in Michigan that Armani brought up last time, and just seeing how people are legit, like, going crazy, talking about, we need to open it back up, I need my haircut, this is going crazy, and I mean, you're talking about, like, armed, like, militia almost.
Yeah, they're pulling
protesting
up.
Protesting in the streets, and it's...
with rifles.
Pretty fucking crazy to think that people would go to that length just because they, quote-unquote, want a haircut, or they want to be able to go out and eat food in a public setting.
Yeah. I think, I don't know if I really got into this, but I know last time, I think I at least touched on it, but last time we were talking, Armani, remember we were talking about this, the first protest? I said, like, oh, I think this is probably, like, a spark. Like, I think it could be, like, either this is just a protest or, like,
the one,
you know,
in Michigan?
You know, more are going to follow, and now they are.
Like, yeah. Like
they're planning protests in almost every state now.
Yeah, there's some in Maine already, Philadelphia, Virginia. Yeah, they're popping up.
Did you hear the conspiracy with, like, the first couple of protests, the Liberate protests?
No, get into it.
Well, first of all, there are a lot of them, like the first three, the ones that Trump tweeted out, okay. Even those states, they all got their movement funded by someone who's related to the DeVos Foundation, Betsy DeVos. She's the, you know, education secretary.
No way.
Yeah, a company like related to her or her family was funding those movements.
Oh, shit.
So people are saying all those movements are astroturfed, which means like they're movements that are paid by corporate media or corporate or just private entities with like bigger interests at heart. And so people are
seeing that that term go around online, and astroturf, and I was wondering what it
meant. They were saying that the protests were astroturfed, and like it doesn't mean like those people were paid actors, but they were protesting
premises, the whole movement was like manufactured.
Was manufactured, kind of just like an anti-government thing to try to get money back into the economy. It was more of just like,
not necessarily it's anti-government. It's anti, like, it's anti-science, anti-safety.
Yeah.
It's basically pro-Trump at the end of the day, because Trump's the one that really wants the economy to get back rolling.
Yeah, it is on Trump's side. Also, one of the guys who organized it, all three movements, even though they were in different states, they were all operated by like this one guy out of Florida. Like,
fuck Florida,
who
dude.
Hosted the events either on Facebook or the websites. It was all under one name, which is kind of crazy.
And is this like a conspiracy theory?
No, this is proof. This is proof. I mean, they don't have proof that they explicitly like said like how to plan it, but they do have proof that Betsy DeVos funded it, and that a lot of the websites and event pages are all under one guy in Florida. So it's just kind of weird.
So what do you think is the motive behind that?
Just to protest against all the lockdowns, and specifically against those states that have like Democratic governors, with fuel the fire with the governor.
You think it's like a GOP thing where it's they're using all these protests to make Democratic governors and senators and Congress people, representatives look bad, that they're the ones pushing for more stay-at-home orders?
Maybe. I don't know if it's a GOP thing, but it's definitely on the side of Trump. I mean, I don't know if the GOP is along with it. I haven't really heard much from other people other than, of course, the governors, but like,
where did you see
do
this?
Other? It was on Reddit first, I think, but there's all the proof is there. But there's a few, right? Are there other few GOP people who want the economy open, or are there also like Republican people who actually are like, let's listen to the scientists here?
Yeah, I know Kansas, the governor of Kansas, he's on the side of Michigan and Minnesota. And the states,
and he's
that,
Republican.
I think the governor of Kansas is, he's either Kansas or Kentucky. It's Kentucky, I think.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. He's like very like proactive, right? With the rules, I saw his briefings, I think.
Well, I mean, because like a lot of the governors, no matter like their, the governor of Kentucky, he's He's a Democrat. But a lot of the governors, most of the governors, they're like in tune with each other in a weird way because they have that like fuck the federal government mindset kind of, because they don't want the federal government to really intervene in their state. At the end of the day, like, they're the most powerful person in their state. So they only really want the federal government to intervene when push comes to shove. But at the end of the day, they still want to retain as much power as they can and not have the federal government intervene. So they're all in tune with making sure that they're the ones who call the shots of how they're going to operate or reopen or not reopen their state. So, yeah, a lot of the states are in tune with each other. But, yeah, I remember you said that, how, like, more protests were going to spark. And you're right. You were right. And yeah. And it's only Monday. And who knows how this
week. It's going to be more. I know that.
Who knows how this week is going to go. I'm surprised Florida hasn't already, like, popped off.
They're planning one in Tallahassee. That's all I know. But, yeah, they're going to go off. But now some states are, like, considering. Well, Facebook's already fighting it. If you host a Liberate event on Facebook, they take it out.
Yeah.
They take it off.
I don't know how I don't feel right about that, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't, because I feel like these people. But
that's what I'm saying. I think if they really want to stop those, the states are just going to enforce, like,
the National Guard.
No gatherings at certain areas, which is illegal. But they'll do it. They'll do it if they don't stop and if they want them to stop.
I just feel like. I don't know how people are going to react to this, but I feel like states enacting martial law during a time of pandemic is better than Facebook being able to take down someone's post.
What'd you say?
I said, well, first of all, I said, I don't know how people are going to react to this, but I said, I feel like a governor enacting martial law in their state, like during a pandemic, is better than Facebook being able to take down a post. Because if we're allowing a company like Facebook to remove certain posts and was going to stop them from removing anyone's post. What about if it's like an actual anti-government protest that needs to be spread and Facebook takes it down? Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't agree with these people going on the streets with their guns and protesting stay-at-home orders. Like, there's no harm in staying at home during a pandemic, you know? There's no harm in that unless depending how you look at it. But allowing Facebook to squash, like, your First Amendment right like that on social media...
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Like,
that's a bigger issue.
What's their criteria for an event like that? Exactly. Like, and there's no official law that says you can't, gather. You can't
post that.
You can't post an event for people to gather, you know? And then what else goes under that? You know, exactly. You might want to plan something important, during all this. And maybe Facebook's the only way you can reach, you know, the number of people you need. And they just decide, oh, no, this is dangerous and take it away. Exactly. That is a little scary.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, the martial law is crazy too, but that governor has that power.
Yeah.
But Facebook shouldn't have that power. Facebook
shouldn't be able to silence
people. Of course, obviously, if it's like, oh, let's meet up and set something on fire, but...
Yeah, they could be flags, like a warning.
Yeah, there's warnings.
But people are saying, we're going to meet up and do this and that. Facebook shouldn't be able to dictate if that's okay or not. Like, a governor has that power because it's in whatever state's constitution. If they need to call martial law or they need to call in the National Guard, like, it's in that state's constitution and it's in the federal constitution. So... I don't know. I think Facebook erasing those Liberty Movement tweet or posts is dangerous and not good.
Yeah, things are opening up, Anthony. Actually, I heard things are going to start opening up in Georgia. How do you feel about that? Put them closer. Since you're out in Georgia.
I think I read up that Texas is opening back up, but reading on what they're actually opening up, you know, they're just opening up restaurants for takeout only. Just they're still trying to maximize social distancing, and they're not necessarily, you know, opening up, all right, let's open up the bars and, you know, have everybody flooding back in. They're still trying to be very, you know, aware of all the, I guess, gathering that will be taking place, but they're still trying to minimize, you know, as much social contact as they can. So I think as long as they're trying to take that into consideration and they're not just blatantly being like, nope, all right, we're opening everything back up, you know, gather in masses and do this. As long as people are still trying to be somewhat responsible and they're not acting like idiots, you know, I think it should be fine. But at the same time, you know, you look at Wuhan, China, who initially got hit in, like, December, and they're just now, you know, like, all right, they've flattened the curve, they're on the mend, you know, it took them pretty much January, February, all of March, like basically 3 whole months to get over this, and you're talking about, you know, a country whose population is pretty substantial for them to overcome it that quickly. I think for us it would take probably the same amount of time.
And they're getting hit by a second wave, right?
Yeah, like they tried reopening earlier and then they closed again because their infections didn't slow down. So it's interesting to see. I've been hearing a lot of crazy ideas. I mean, well, also with the state you're in, I heard Georgia's opening back up movie theaters.
Oh, I haven't heard that, but I did just see a policy letter from the governor. I just haven't read it yet. Go and read that now.
Yeah, the governor sends out stuff. You guys get it, right?
Yeah, for the most part. Let's see.
State, I think theaters. And gyms, think I too. Gyms too, I think. I don't know.
Let's see. They renewed the state of emergency until 13 May.
They renewed or removed?
Renewed. Let's see. That all medical and dental practices.
I think my movie theaters.
What do you think?
Hello.
So I'm trying to look up now.
Hello.
Guys, we have Alex on the line now.
Further that all gyms, Alex here. Fitness centers, bowling alleys, body art studios, yeah, permitted pursuant to code section 3142, businesses registered as may begin in-person minimum basic operations on Friday, April 24th. So yeah, they're opening up gyms, bowling alleys, and tattoo studios.
That's crazy.
I don't think gyms and bowling alleys are smart.
Wait, what are you guys talking about?
Yeah, at least necessarily, because they're talking about, because we still have the shelter in place in order.
So oh, okay.
Like, all right, so you only want essential travel, so us going to work and back, but at the same time, you're like, but open up the bowling alley.
So let's go bowling.
So, Alex.
Let's go bowling, where it requires multiple people to touch the same fucking ball.
What Anthony's telling us right now, Alex, is that Georgia is reopening gyms, bowling alleys, and movie theaters on what, April 24th?
This Friday.
This yeah. Friday.
What? That's crazy.
You want to watch a movie? You got to drive to Georgia.
I mean, I know here, and I mean, for Florida, I know, like, for gyms, it's May 8th. So it's like, what, 2 weeks after them? But still, I feel like even that might be a little early. But yeah, it's crazy.
Wow, yeah, I know. With all the drama that happened over the weekend and stuff, and with Trump's attitude, a lot of states now are planning to reopen, like,
yeah,
like, yeah, the end of this week.
Yeah, because he fucking probably scared the shit out of them, saying liberate Michigan, liberate Virginia, liberate Minnesota. He probably scared the fuck out of all the governors, because you have 65 million Americans who voted for him. Most likely, all of them are fucking armed. All of them are far up his ass, and you have them in the streets in the past like week and a half, ready to flex what muscle they have. So these governors are probably scared they're going to lose control of their states. Like, it's probably going to be all anarchy. So they feel like strong-armed to open up. I don't like that. You have the president of the United
States.
You have the president.
I saw Trump's tweet. That was crazy.
Yeah, you have the president of the United States saying, yeah, fucking liberate this state, that state, and this state.
Liberate. Like, it's like a freaking
like if they're being
country.
Like if they're
third
being,
world country.
Like, if
liberate.
They're being, like, held hostage. No, you fucking... You... I don't even know what to call them. It's like you could still go out. Like you can still do things. You just can't do certain things for right now. You know what I mean? And I feel like I sound like if I was talking to a Trump supporter, they'd be like, "Oh, you sound like a fascist. You sound like someone who let things happen, and then when it's too far gone, you're gonna be the one to blame." No, like your rights literally are not being trampled on right now.
No, there's a freaking global pandemic.
Yeah, it's not like it's only in the United States. Like, every country is going through this. It'll be different. I feel like I'll be more sympathetic for these people if it was happening just in the U.S. and it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
But there's no vaccine.
Everything's locked up.
41,000 people have died. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, and you look at, like, the U.K. The U.K. just extended their
yeah,
state.
And it's like the incubation period is so wide on this virus. It's what, 14 days?
Yeah.
So within that time period, you don't know if you have it or not. So that means you could be spreading it to someone else. It's like not rocket science. It's not rocket science.
People just like can't stay in their homes. I guess that's what comes out. Like people like are freaking out, and they feel the need to go do stuff and
then they get mad. They're like, we don't have
stay at home orders.
And they get mad. They're like, we don't have money to pay our bills. We don't have money to pay for our foods. Yeah, and like this is what people on the left like. A lot of liberals and a lot of, I guess you can call them democratic socialists, what they've been saying for years. Yeah, our government's not prepared for this because we live off a capitalist system where you have to go to work every day in order to survive. Instead of when something like this happens, the government's ready to take care of people. The government's not ready to take care of people because they don't really care about people. We have a profit over people society where if you're fucked, oh, sorry. That's how it is. And that's shitty. People shouldn't have to be afraid that when a pandemic like this happens, they're not going to be able to pay for their food, pay for their bills, survive. It's not the pandemic's fault. It's not China's fault. It's the system. That we have in place. That's the fault, and people don't want to admit that.
I think that's a big reason why, like when the virus first hit us, like we saw so many cases and so many deaths. Like in the beginning, because we weren't prepared, we didn't have enough masks, we didn't have enough ventilators, not enough room at hospital. Like it was just all this stuff, and just hit us. It hit us at once, and everyone freaked out, and like we weren't prepared at all.
Yeah, it's tragic. It's a tragedy to say the least. You know.
Yeah.
And you missed it earlier, Alex. Like. How he opened the episode.
I went crazy.
Yeah, when we upload it later and you hear it, you're gonna fucking lose your mind.
Oh gosh.
It's Eric. It was crazy.
Oh yeah. Also with craziness today, the price of oil went negative. Does anyone know what that means?
Yeah.
What does that mean, Anthony?
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, dude, I was
you get paid to get gas?
When I was in my car yesterday, I saw some place that was like a $1.70, which is crazy.
Yeah, I filled up my car for $15.
Yeah, like the lowest. That's so nuts. The lowest I saw gas like last week was $1.62. I was like, shoot.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But yeah, no, a barrel.
My friend in Oklahoma said that it was 92 cents a gallon there.
It's wow.
Yeah. 92 cents a gallon.
That's dope. Where?
In Oklahoma.
Sheesh.
So, yeah, a barrel of oil is now, like, what, negative 40 cents?
What does that mean?
I don't know. And then what I'm afraid of is the government's going to start printing more money to bail out these oil companies, and that's going to just drive us deeper and deeper into recession, then inflation, and then we're going to have to start eating each other.
Like, basically.
Campbell's.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I know, but... Besides the eating each other part, like the recession and inflation part, like, yeah, I'm afraid of that. How old are we? We're all like 24, 25. I'm 24. Anthony's 25.
25.
Alex is 25. Eric's 25. How many we've lived through what? How many wars and how many recessions already? One recession?
Ebola.
A few wars.
Swine flu.
It was like a mini recession in the early 2000s.
A market crash. Jesus Christ.
The dot-com bubble.
I'll say the last.
But that wasn't anything serious.
2008, the housing market crash.
This is way worse, by the way, if you guys haven't noticed.
I remember when. Remember when the Dow dropped to like 18?
Yeah, and like, I think during the recession.
It took 6 months to get to 18.
I think like a million people were unemployed or got unemployed during the recession. I think now with this, we're at 30 million.
Yo, so get this.
All right, Alex, let's get it.
I think this might just be for Florida. I'm not sure. Yeah, oh, yeah, it's just for Florida. So this is for unemployment, right? The total cases submitted for unemployment are basically 1.5 million, a little over 1.5 million, right?
Yeah.
And out of all those... only 162,000 have been processed.
That's disgusting.
And out of all of those, only 40,000 have been paid their unemployment.
Jeez.
So there is only 6% of people that have filed for unemployment in Florida that have actually gotten their unemployment. And that's starting from March 15th through the 19th of April. So that's like a little
bit.
It's absolutely insane.
I want to laugh. Because all this is so comical and sad and fucked up, but it's opening everyone's eyes to how shitty the system is in this country. Like, it's opening everyone's eyes to showing, like, we're living basically like in a third world country. Like, we were so unprepared for a virus that literally wiped out the way of living in this country.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's fascinating what a simple virus like this can do.
Which makes you think, was it designed to do this? Dun, dun, dun.
You know, my dad believes that 100%. My dad believes this was like a...
There's so many conspiracy theories.
My dad believes this was a weapon to wipe out the global economy.
I heard like a crazy thing. Oh, shit. Well, this is just a side thing. It was kind of stupid. I saw it on 4chan. LOL. But they're saying that the Olympic 2012 ceremony was a ritual to summon coronavirus eight years later.
What?
Yeah. And it's actually kind of scary because the London ceremony starts off with a tribute to the NHS. Do you know what the NHS is?
Yes.
It's the National Health Service of the UK. They're basically Medicare for all, basically. And there's a tribute to them, and it shows like all these nurses running around with hospital beds. And it's like a whole bunch of hospital beds in the middle of the arena. It's kind of scary. Because now it looks like those hospitals setting up in arenas and shit like that.
What the hell? Who came up with this?
Yeah, I didn't watch the whole thing, but I saw like a screenshot. It's like a mannequin that's like blonde and it's like coughing really bad on a hospital bed. And they're saying it's like a sign that like Boris Johnson's going to get it because it's a blonde.
Yeah.
It's kind of
weird. He survived though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or did he? Or is it a double? That's a good question.
The queen, like, probably gave him that lifeblood. She's like, you can't die yet. And he's like, okay.
I still need you to run my government. Charles.
Y'all ready for that coronavirus movie or show? You already know it's going to be a thing.
Oh, 100%.
What do you think is going to come out first? I think a docu-series will come
Definitely
out.
Definitely a docu-series.
Of, like, all the craziness that happened. It's going to be on Netflix. It's going to be, like, number one.
I want to see nurses, like, when... I want to see, like, their bodies blacked out and their voice deepened because they don't want to reveal it.
Like...
They don't want to reveal their identity and then tell them, like, some serious shit that went on in the hospitals.
Yeah, there's probably, like, some film crew somewhere in some hospital.
We should do it. Like, we should do it in Florida. We should do it.
Hell no.
We'll just get a van and drive around, like, rural parts of Florida and...
Record people's testimonies.
We'll probably get shot, though.
Oh, in Florida? Oh, yeah, for sure.
Let's go in the hospital.
Yeah, go to those rural parts, and they're going to be like, what the hell is the coronavirus?
Oh, God. One is probably floating. Yeah, I got it last week. It's floating.
Yeah, I got it last week. Now I can fly.
Oh, shit. The hell? But, yeah, I don't know. That, like, that 2012 thing with the Olympics and summoning coronavirus.
Yeah, I don't know. You have to look at the videos. What? A lot of it looks like bullshit, but it was.
Yeah,
it was entertaining
so.
Me.
I think it is, but it's not interesting. It's interesting. But yeah, I don't know, Eric. You're the finance guy, so you shouldn't be the one telling us about this oil shit.
I don't know. I don't really. I haven't really dealt with oil. I mean, I just know it kind of points where the economy is. Wise, and if oil crashes, that means, I think I was reading this, it just means that the country's not moving, we're not using the energy, so we have a surplus, and we have so much. It basically means we're producing more than we can hold, because we have a set oil supply number, like,
yeah.
Our capacity, basically, and it does increase eventually, but that's like building storage, but like our capacity is already full, and I think we're still producing oil. So, in an economic sense, the only way to get rid of the oil is to make it really cheap. But people still aren't buying it because no one's using it. So,
yeah.
Now the price is negative. They're literally trying to give it away because no one's using it.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people tweeting how, like, gas stations are going to start paying people to buy gas, but that's a lie.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's going to happen. Yeah, it's going to be really cheap, though.
CNN was like, no, gas stations are not going to pay you to buy gas.
Oh, my gosh. People really think that?
Yeah, a lot of people were actually, like, believing that. I was like, wait, what?
People are are idiots.
Well, now that oil is worthless, the U.S. can finally pull its troops out of Syria. Remember when Trump was like, yeah, we have our boys here so they can protect the oil? Like, he literally said that. So now he can pull his troops out because...
Did you guys see that video I sent on the Twitter group of the thing that Trump put out?
Yeah.
The Joe Biden ad?
And he was clowning on fucking Biden.
Oh my god, I can't believe that's something that the President of the United States put on Twitter.
It's so psycho.
It is so... Like, I was dying laughing. But I'm like, dude, really?
Yeah, I don't even know what's going on anymore, honestly. Like,
yeah, this is... Yeah,
I feel like America collapsed in 1982.
Like, this has been a prolonged...
This country's fucking wilding right now. I started The Handmaid's Tale, and that show's wild. Anthony?
Under his eye.
Of Anthony.
The show's fucking nuts, dude. Like,
who's seen it here? I've seen most of it.
Where's that show on? I've heard of that. I've never watched it, though.
It's on Hulu.
You saw it, Anthony?
Blessed be the fruit.
Yeah, blessed be the fruit.
Show's, like, insane.
What's it about?
Religion. Sex. Misogyny. I don't know.
Slavery.
Oh.
Yeah, it's about a lot of shit.
Titties.
Prostitution.
Yeah, Elizabeth Moss gets naked.
A lot.
Oh. Too much. She's the one from Invisible Man, right?
Yeah.
Alfred.
Yeah, I've been she rewatching Glee.
She's getting naked. She's getting naked.
Getting naked.
Getting naked. Like, a lot of times, too. I was like, what the hell?
Well, damn.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know, like... This is interesting, like, how Alex is at his house and Anthony's in Georgia, and then it's me and Eric breathing each other.
And it sounds good, right? I listened to the other one. It sounded pretty good. Right?
Yeah.
Our callers.
We got our callers in here.
We got caller one on the line.
Yeah, it's like we're like a radio station.
We have caller one on the line. Hey, Alex, how's it going?
You know what would be cool?
Dude, imagine we just make our own radio station.
Since you always wanted to go live, you know, and people can see, there should be a way where, I don't think it could be on here, but like we all video chat each other on a certain app, but then our conversation and our video goes live on like Facebook or Instagram or something. You know
what
I'm saying?
Let's create the app.
Jesus, but you know what I'm saying? Like how you can both go live on Instagram live, but I want it to be like all of us, and we're live so people can see.
So let's create a multi-live sharing app.
The only thing like I could think of is I don't even know if this would work, but like you do that, like you like say we all FaceTime. But then
fuck
you,
Facebook.
You like, what?
Sorry, I just have to say that.
We talked about that, right? We just talked about that?
Yeah.
The Facebook thing?
What are you saying, Alex? Sorry.
No, I was saying, like, the only thing I could think of where it might work is if you, like, say we all FaceTime and have a conversation and someone, like, screen records it and then somehow we use that audio, like, we're just able to take the audio out of the video and use that. I don't know how that would work or not.
You can screen record. I was thinking of it making it live.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But that, yeah. Okay, but, whatchamacallit? What else? I was going to talk about something else, but I like the
length. You guys saw Batman got pushed back?
You, like, lost your mind in the first 50 seconds of the show, so. I'm probably fried right now.
I'm still going crazy. But, yeah, I did see that, Alex. The new Batman movie pushed to, like, what, October 2021?
Yeah.
It was going to be a summer movie, right?
Yeah, I think it was originally, like, June.
Huh.
The long Halloween.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's crazy. Dude, the movie industry... theater industry is like this year is gonna be the worst year ever for them.
Why the
like,
fuck is this? This is trending in Florida.
This shook.
Reopen Florida task force.
Oh my god.
President of Walt Disney. This is not even a joke. President of Walt Disney World Resort.
Oh yeah, Walt Disney.
Josh DeMaro appointed to reopen Florida task force executive committee. So the president of Walt Disney World Resort is on the reopen Florida task force. Yeah, because fucking Disney owns Florida. That's why. I feel like if Disney wasn't in Florida, we'd be like a swampland.
Oh my god, we would be like backwards.
Yeah,
as fuck.
We'd be
we would
back
be like,
with people.
We would be like in the early 1900s in 2020.
We'd be
bro.
Terrifying.
Like no one would come here.
We'd be so scary if Disney wasn't here.
Was my Miami was here before Disney. Miami would still be here because of the drug trade.
Yeah.
The drug trade created Miami.
Only thing that would be, like, somewhat modernized is Miami.
Yeah, it
even,
would just
even
be,
they're stuck in, like, the 70s
It would
the
just
80s.
Be, yeah, scary swampland and, like, a town, a drug city stuck in the 80s that's, yeah. like, decaying.
Yeah, because Miami, decaying. I've been to Miami recently, and, like, they're literally stuck in the 80s. Like, South Beach smells. Like ass.
Smells.
Yo, my mom lived in Miami for a little bit.
It was like ass and sweat.
I hated it.
Yeah, it smells like asshole and sweat.
Miami's scary. And that's just now. So yeah, it'd be like Miami, but no one. It wouldn't be as many people if there was no Disney.
Can we just rename the Reopen Florida Task Force to Help Floridians Die Faster Task Force? Jesus.
Oh my gosh.
There's a tweet I just saw.
Yeah, the president of Disney, he want that Disney money. He want
Hell
that
yeah.
resort open. What's up?
He probably told DeSantis. No, he didn't go to DeSantis' office. DeSantis had to go to his office.
Have you guys heard, like, the plan where it's, like... I heard this one where it's, like, you open everything, but you're supposed to have face masks, like, 24/7. Like, masks.
I could dig that.
Kind of like in Asian countries where everything's open, but you're just masked up. I mean, I think that would help.
I think that would help.
I don't know about everything and, like, right away because of crowds, but if everyone is, like, cautious and wears a mask, you know... I don't know.
That's how we're doing things on base right now, or at least for, like, some places. Like, if you're trying to go into the hospital on base, you have to wear a mask. If you're trying to go, like, to the commissary, you have to wear a mask.
Yeah.
Unless you have to maintain, like, 6 feet apart at all times.
Yeah, every store that I've been to that's open, they have a 6 feet rule. And my chiropractor's open still, and they all are now wearing masks.
Reopen Florida Task Force? What the fuck? The state was barely closed to begin with.
Yeah, didn't we already have the beaches open? LOL.
So it sounds like the president of Disney is like the main force behind this reopen task force.
Bob Iger?
No, it's
the president of Walt Disney World like Resorts. The resort.
Kevin Feige?
It's Josh D'Amaro.
Do you know that's like their third biggest revenue source is the resorts?
What's the first?
I already said this. I said this in a previous podcast.
Hey, you did, yeah.
I did. Yeah, their number one moneymaker. I forgot what's number two. It might be the movies. I'm not exactly sure. Maybe.
The first one's what, the shows? Or the toys?
Disney's biggest moneymaker is TV. All the TV channels they own. And and all the stuff they produce. But the main thing is that their TV makes the most money because of advertising. Advertising money is, like, ridiculous. And when you own ESPN, do you know how many, like, companies want to pay you to advertise on ESPN?
Mm-hmm.
And they have ABC, like, the biggest. And ABC is, like, a free channel, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Disney Channel and whatever else. What else do they have? They have a big...
Anthony.
They own Fox, all the Fox channels now.
Anthony.
Except for Fox News.
Disney is the Republic of Gilead.
Not yet, but they're getting there.
Yeah. And are the Disney park employees or the sons of Jacob? Or the sons of what? The sons of Walt.
Ew. Yeah.
Sons of Walt.
Of Alex.
Of Alex.
Of Eric.
Of Anthony.
Did you ask questions or post questions today?
I didn't.
It's fine. I was just wondering.
I was going to say one thing.
What are you going
to
say?
I just want to really briefly talk about that movie I watched the other night that I told you guys about. That Mom, Mother.
Oh, yeah,
Monsters.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm not kidding. That movie, it just came out, but I feel like it's going to be one of the most underrated movies of all time.
What's it about?
Like, it's definitely the top three of the best found footage movies I've ever seen. And the acting is so good. But basically, it's this mom who thinks her son is crazy. He has, like, all these problems and just acts out a lot. I think he's, like, at 16 or 17.
What's his problem?
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, what's his problem?
She thinks he's going to shoot up his school.
Probably.
She thinks he's going to shoot up his school, so she puts cameras in the house and stuff and is trying to, like, watch him. And it literally keeps you on your edge of the seat the whole time. It does not let up. It's unbelievable, but
it's
called Mom.
Sorry,
but it stands for Mothers of Monsters, and it's on Prime Video, so you can watch it if you have Amazon Prime. It's really, really good. It's the director. She's I forgot her name, but it's her first film. I'm like really excited to see what she does next.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'll watch it.
Anthony, look at your screen.
Mom, Mother of Monsters. Have you guys seen the We Need to Talk like, About Kevin?
I look like Elf.
Remember that movie, We Need to Talk About Kevin?
Yeah, from the trailer.
I need to watch that shit.
Whatchamacallit? Fuck, I forgot what I was going to say again. God, what's going on? No, I was going to say something. Oh, Alex. You know that roommate story you were saying on the other day on the podcast?
Oh, yeah, with Kevin?
Yeah, that, like, blew Brandy's mind.
Yeah.
Are you serious? Yeah. Brandy listened to it. She listened to that story, and she, like, freaked out.
Yeah, that's hilarious. So she thought, like, it was real?
Yeah, she was like hook line. She was like into it. She was like sunk in, and she thought like something really bad happened to your roommate. And then when you said like he exploded, she like screamed, like couldn't stop, and she couldn't stop laughing.
Amazing. Yeah, we should just like create stories and just like record ourselves like telling these crazy stories that people can listen to.
Okay, I was telling like, okay, creepypasta.
Yeah, I was like, telling. Yeah, I was actually telling Brandy because Brandy wanted a story about that dog Minnie, and I said she was like a everyday dog, but she gets framed by an international terrorist that she robbed a bank, but it wasn't her.
The dog.
And she gets arrested, and then the dog. Brandy's freaking out. I'm talking about this right now. But Brandy, the dog Minnie, she's a schnauzer. She gets arrested, and they have the pictures of her. And she's like, I didn't do this, I swear. But they're like, no, it's too late. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And she goes to jail, and she's in holding. I made this up yesterday randomly.
A dog?
She goes to jail, and she's in holding. But then a guard comes, she could tell it's not a guard. It's like someone who, like, took the guard's clothes.
Is it a dog?
No, but they like let her out, and they're like, come with me. And she goes in this van, and then she ends up in this like hideout, like in the outskirts of the city. And it's like these scary ass people. And they're like, we know it wasn't you who robbed the bank. And she's like, thank
Eric,
you.
What do you want?
she's like, thank you. I've been trying to say that. And they're like, no, you've been framed. These are fake pictures. You've been framed by the international mastermind, and it's Felix. And then the movie's called. And then the movie's called Framed by Felix.
Oh no!
And then I stop. I haven't really made up after that. But Minnie, yeah. We want to continue the story. She gets framed for robbing a bank by Felix. That was my story.
Well, today really is 4:20.
Yeah, I know, right?
Jesus,
I'm stoned on hilarity. Speaking of 4:20, is anyone even like? I feel like no one's even talking about it this year. Everyone's like depressed.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's smoking. Wait, really.
Yeah, is this like
same thing with like April Fools? April Fools was like really depressing. I felt like I was the only one who did anything.
What do you do for April Fools? You like celebrate?
No, I sent that article where like Publix was buying Wawa.
Oh yeah.
Alex was like hype as hell.
To be fair, I didn't even know what day it was. Like,
yeah,
like while I've been in quarantine, I literally have to look on my phone to know what day it is.
I posted.
Yeah, I feel you.
I posted on Instagram, like, ask us a question, and someone said, "Good job" with the 100 emoji. Okay. Good job.
Yeah, boss following your
Alex.
I think so.
Anthony and Alex, we have a question because me and Armani confirmed it, but we want to know if this is like for everyone because Brandy even said it too. But has today, like today, this Monday, April 20th. Has today felt like really fast?
Yeah.
No, it hasn't, Anthony?
Not for me.
For me, like, it felt really fast. I felt like I woke up and I started working and I blinked and it was like 4 o'clock.
Yeah, no, I said the same thing. I was like, I'm here in the office and I fucking checked. I like checked my clock and it was 2:45.
It felt maybe a little faster than normal, but not like that extent, I would say. Yeah, no, today went by fast. I feel like all the days are just starting to, yeah, I feel gross. All the days are starting to jumble together. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, I'm starting to lose it. I don't know, it's just getting old. No, if you lost it at the beginning of this episode. Brandy's been like loving it. She's like home all day now. She just teaches her kids on the computer, hangs out with the dog. She loves it.
Don't call him the dog. He has a name.
A dog. Dog Felix.
That's his slave name.
I'm hiding his identity online. He's famous online.
He's a pop star.
Pug
star.
Damn it, guys. I don't know. Maybe this is going to be our life forever. Maybe, like, this virus is just prepping everyone for a complete, total government takeover where we're just forced to live in our homes. Cause have you guys seen that Apple commercial where it's about, like, creativity goes on? And it's, like, all the people doing things on their phones and, like, live sharing with each other. I like, really like the commercial. It's really nice. But it's kind of scary at the same time,
like, too. That's what we're just going
to
be.
That's what we're heading towards, yeah.
I mean, North Korea seems to be doing great.
We're all gonna just be online. I've been very online lately. I'm not gonna lie.
I think how it is, if it gets like super dystopian and we can't go anywhere, it's gonna be like that one episode of Black Mirror where we all get like individual units, and because all we do is consume media and stuff and you know, basic food, like the modern human will just need food and then like stuff, entertainment. So we're gonna be in these holding cells with big ass
food and entertainment,
with big ass TVs, and then
that sounds like me right now.
And then they need energy because we need an exchange in order to make it a functional society. So instead of money, because you know there's not really markets anymore because everything fell apart, the only thing they have is fuel and energy to power everything. So we do the exercise bike, like in that Black Mirror. What's that Black Mirror? It's the one with the guy. From Get Out.
Yeah, like I know which one episode you're talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah, so all we do is watch shows and then we pedal. We pedal on our exercise bikes to give for the payment. And that's all we're going to do.
Oh, it's like WALL-E when we're all like morbidly obese.
That's it. Obese.
If you think about it.
Obese. I mean,
like yeah. It's getting to the point where you don't even have to leave your house.
Alex, you're obese.
To get whatever you want. Anyways, like now. Like you
Alex.
Can, yeah, you can.
Like I could order a
food. Alex.
What?
You're obese.
What?
Yeah. Okay. What were you saying?
I'm obese.
Okay. What were you saying, Alex?
What does that mean, Armani?
You're obese.
Why'd you say that to me?
I'm sorry. What were you saying about ordering food? That sounds good right now.
No, I'm saying we're already at a point where you can order pretty much whatever the hell you want, and it shows up at your doorstep.
Yeah.
Like, I could order a freaking...
You can order a woman.
I could order a whole meal. I could order a freaking...
You do that for a while now.
Eagle's beak.
I think you could do that before the internet.
A what? An eagle's beak?
An eagle's what?
I'm pretty sure it was Tom Segura that... He did a stand-up, and he was talking about this. And he was just talking about how you can legit order whatever you want, and it shows up at your doorstep in, like, a couple days. And he's talking about, like, yeah, I could order a bird's beak or some shit.
So listen to this.
Which is true.
So you guys...
You can order those randomest stuff, and it just shows up. You don't have to go anywhere.
I want to switch gears real quick. I want to say something.
I want to order a demon.
A few nights ago, I had, like, this wild-ass dream. Yeah, well, I don't know, Eric. That was kind of scary. But a few nights ago, I had, like, this wild-ass dream where, you know, like, dystopian movies where it's always...
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you know how, like, there's always, like, those dystopian movies where... where like the main character is always trying to fight his way out of something, out of like a shitty society. Do you know what I mean?
Well, do you have an example?
I don't know. I can't name an example right now. I'm like blanking on an example.
Hunger Games? Right?
No. Yeah, I guess Hunger Games. Let's just go with Hunger Games. What if, like, those movies are real and it's, like, a rebellion group telling us, like, the masses that this is what you need to do to get out of your situation? And I had, like, a really scary dream, and in my dream it made sense, but I don't think it makes sense right now.
Interesting.
Anthony's really quiet. I think he's laughing.
No.
Yeah, in my head it sounded like... Well, I was obviously sleeping, and I don't think dreams always make sense. But when I woke up, I was thinking about it.
Well, I read somewhere that because of the quarantine, everyone breaking their routine and their sleep cycle, that a lot of people's dreams have been going, like, really crazy lately.
Dude.
Yeah, it's everyone at home because they're in their homes, and they're not so, like, distracted by society. They're starting to wake up.
Yeah. Dude, I've been
it's all part of the plan. QAnon. I've been having like the Great Awakening.
Like, yo, like low key, I thought about it the other day. Shot.
Like really random people that I barely know off like
the Matrix might be real.
My dreams. I don't understand.
Don't say that.
You
right
would
now.
Never know.
Yeah, exactly, Anthony. You never know. Like, I'm not kidding. My dream, it was. I told Eric it was so. My dream was so realistic. I had to take a shower. I took a cold shower.
I
started to like
with Westworld that's like playing with the same thing because this dude like snapped and he didn't know if it was real.
Exactly.
And, like,
exactly.
He was questioning if he was a robot. And he was
yeah.
Just, like, losing his shit.
That's how I felt. Like I had to take a cold shower. It was kind of scary, and I started sweating because it made a lot of sense. It made a lot of sense. I wish I was able to articulate it better, but right now I can't. But when I was like in that moment, it was really, really fucking scary. Like, really scary. I wish I was able to articulate it more.
It reminds
hey, me
of the
out.
Scene of Ex Machina when he's, like, staring at the mirror and he, like, cuts himself with a razor because he thinks he's a robot.
Yeah, exactly. Like, how does he not know? How he was, like, in there so long with all those robots. Who knows if he was or wasn't one?
Yeah.
And who knows if we're not? Like, how do you know if you're in a simulation or not? How do you know? Like, how do you really know?
Well, if the simulator is glitching, 2020 is definitely that time it is because it's shit's getting.
Like,
hard.
What if all the people who always tweet? You know how you always see those random tweets like, "Damn, the simulation's fucking up today." You know how you always see like that come up on your timeline every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
What if those are people who like know things and they're able to tweet that out at that moment because they were able to bypass like a certain firewall? Because you never really see that many people tweeting about the simulation. So what if like when those tweets always pop up every now and then, it's just someone able to pass
some of those through?
Yeah, pass some of those through. Might pass a message through. I don't know. And like all those, and all the movies we see of people like liberating themselves from like a dystopian future, or like a new awakening, or waking up from like a fucked up world or a fucked up life. What if those are like messages coming through, and that's why you have like this warfare between the right and the left? Like the right really hates Hollywood for some weird reason, and they hate it so much because those movies are like waking people up. I don't know. I was really in my head that night. That's why I had to take a cold shower because I got really scared. And this episode's fucking hilarious. I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's great.
It's a good Monday. It's a good holiday episode.
Shit. Yeah, 420. Heck.
But yeah, like, Alex, how would you know if this is real or not? How would you know?
What do you mean? I don't really buy into any of that stuff. That's not like a conspiracy that I. Really?
They subscribe to?
No, because it's. I feel like this is. If this was a simulation, that means it's been a simulation since we've been born.
Exactly.
That makes no sense.
How does it not make sense?
Because then, technically, it's not a simulation. If we can remember our full life, if I can remember back to when I was a very small child, I can remember events all the way leading up. That's technically not. I feel like that's not a simulation for us. This has been our whole life.
But what if those simulations are you being like they're programmed into your head?
Nah, I don't. I don't know. I can't find any sense in any of that. No, of any kind of stuff like that. It just makes
Alex
doesn't resonate with me at all.
Alex, you're an operative. You're trying to take us off course.
You're trying to get us to stop.
I have to go.
You're trying to get us not to believe. He's starting to believe.
He's like, no, it's all a lie.
That does have me thinking.
I wake up tonight like 4 a.m. and Alex is in my room. So you want to keep talking about it? He punches me in the face. Talk about it one more time. He starts beating my ass. Holy shit.
I don't know.
This is a simulation. His arm turns into a sword.
Never, like, resonated.
There was like a week at
yeah.
work.
Alex is like 7'3". This is a simulation.
He's
growing. And he goes, "You want to feel the real simulation?" He like launches me across like Earth.
What are those, like, towers behind your house? Those concrete towers for the power lines?
Yeah.
That's how big he gets. He's that big. He's as big as the power
lines. Oh, line. Shit. Yeah, Alex, if you show up at my house tonight, I'm gonna fucking cry. God. Alex, what were you saying, Alex? Eric, you're about to say something.
Oh, yeah. Well, that has me thinking, like, yeah, now I'm thinking about it. If there really was a simulation, what... Something crazy powerful has to power over 7 billion simulations all running at once.
How do we know there's 7 billion people around the world? Have you seen 7 billion people?
Oh, my God. Yeah, what if it's actually, like, 1,000?
Yeah, you know what I used to think? Not like think, I actually not used to because I thought this a few months ago when I flew to Paris. What if there's no outside world and when you fly, you're just doing like a circle and then you land somewhere else like close by and they make it seem like a different country?
Are you referring to like the Even Stevens movie?
That happens in the Even Stevens movie?
Yeah, you haven't seen that movie?
I have, but I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
They supposedly win this trip to like this super far away island, and in reality, they're on a reality show, but they just fly around in circles for like a couple hours.
Well, okay, like a Truman Show. So have you seen the Truman Show?
No, but I know about it.
So his whole life. So you know how you said, how could this be a simulation if you were born and had
memories? Yeah, they have one guy.
His whole life, he was born, and it's been a reality show the whole time inside a dome.
Yeah, that's a movie. We're not in a dome, damn it.
Yeah, but still.
In the Matrix, we are on a simulation because our bodies were powering the robots. In order for the robots to have the control over us, they put us in a simulation sleep while they harvest our resources, which is our bodies. So yeah, that's the Matrix.
If anyone was wondering what the fuck that was, do you watch anime? Because what they do in anime.
Flaname.
Nani? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's interesting. I like to go off the reserve sometimes on those kind of those topics. It gets your mind going.
That shit about, have you seen 7 billion people?
Have you? Let's be real, have you?
No. I think I've seen like, I don't know, 10,000 the most in like a stadium. I'm telling you, the world population's like 1 million.
He's like freaking out. 7 billion. Show me the records.
Yeah, show me the numbers.
7 billion. Line them all up and let me count. Deadass. Then I'll be all right.
How long would a line of 70 billion people would be? Seven.
7 billion people. Would it wrap around the world?
Can we circle the Earth? We should do it.
They did that in the U.S. for AIDS. They circled from like California to New York or something like that. Yeah,
a big hug.
It was a line like this. Everyone just held hands from like California to New York.
For real?
Yeah. Look it up. They did it for AIDS.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You should do it for coronavirus.
I don't think I think that's like a really bad domino effect. Jesus, that'd be really bad.
They were talking about it like because the podcast, like Joe Rogan, they were talking about, you know, because of disease. You know, AIDS was like horrifying, right? Because no one knew what it was, and when you got it. You just died in like 4 months.
AIDS was created by the government to wipe out black people and gay people.
Oh my God. You got like really skinny and then you just died. Isn't that scary?
Skinny goals.
No one knew what that was. AIDS, the AIDS crisis was serious. Yeah, because it wasn't like coronavirus where you get in and you're like, oh, I might get sick and blah, blah, blah. No, if you have AIDS, you're like done.
Like, yeah, done. I think so.
The only way to like prevent it, at least back in those days, is to just make sure it stops at HIV or whatever, but...
But I think like they have like really good medicines now for AIDS.
Yeah, now you just live with it. Like you're just like, oh, I have AIDS.
Oh yeah, hey.
But before it was like, oh shit, I have AIDS. Like I'm dead. It killed Freddie Mercury.
I remember I saw something online once where it was like, in the '80s, AIDS used to drive around San Francisco on like Cadillacs. It was weird. It was like a weird like it was supposed to be funny, but it wasn't. And it was saying that AIDS was so. AIDS was so like predominant in the '80s in San Francisco.
It was like a gang.
Yeah, they used to drive cars. I don't know, but yeah, back to like my thing that was getting Alex mad. The simulation.
Wait, what? I wasn't getting mad.
But I was gonna say something. I saw this one post where it's like, when you die, and you know how when you die, that light at the end of the tunnel? Anthony, are you listening to this?
Yeah.
So when you die, that light that you see, and at the end of the tunnel, that's actually you being reborn. And as a baby, the reason why you cry so much is because you remember your old life and you're trying to speak. But then eventually, as you grow, you forget your old life. And then you just grow into your new person.
I've heard that before.
Have you heard about that, Alex? Alex?
Oh, my bad.
Hello?
Do what?
Have you heard that before?
No.
What do you think about that?
One more second. Sorry, I was getting caught up doing something. Say the last part again.
Okay, so when you die, that light that you see at the end of the tunnel, it's actually you just being born again, like you're coming out of your mom. And the reason why you cry so much as a baby is because you remember your old life and you're trying to speak, like let people know, like, oh, I'm Jimmy. But then as you grow, you forget and then you become Bob. You grow into your new life.
I've thought about stuff like that. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, I've thought about stuff like that, like, to an extent, yeah. Like,
my favorite is the Rugrats movie when they're giving birth and you see, like, the dinosaurs and aliens and the pyramids.
I always, you know what's crazy? I always, and this is going to be the name of the podcast episode, I already feel it. But I always think about, like, the odds of my birth. Like, first of all, of me ever even being born, that's the first thing. But being born in America, yeah, with, like, two parents, because statistically, I'm supposed to be Chinese. That's the name of the episode. Statistically, I'm supposed to be Chinese. Like, I feel like if you're born, and by the numbers, we should all be Chinese. We should all be Chinese kids.
Why?
Because that's, like, the number one population. That's, like...
Didn't India surpass them?
Did they? I don't know. I think, or maybe so. We'll be all... But I'm just saying, like...
I already look Indian, that's so
most,
I'm fine.
That's most of the people. I feel like when you're born, like, a big probability is you would be born Chinese. But we were all born in America, which is crazy. I don't know. It's just shit. I think about shit like that a lot. Like, why aren't we born in any other country? Why am I not some tribal kid in, like, Australia in, like, the desert? I was born in Chicago, chilling.
What, an Aborigine?
Yeah, like an Aborigine or something. I don't know. Just, like, I don't know. Just born in America.
Write a book.
It's crazy. It's crazy to me.
Write a book called Why.
Yeah, why? You were crazy.
Yeah, that should be the title of the episode, Why.
Why?
Why? Like, literally, why?
No, I'm just saying, like, statistically, I think we're supposed to be Chinese.
I don't know. I never heard that before. I don't think that's, maybe, do you want to be Chinese?
No, not really. I'll be honest, I don't want to be Chinese. I don't know if that's racist. I just don't want to be Chinese.
Why don't you want to be Chinese, Eric?
I don't know.
I feel like being Chinese is cool. You have, like, a long history. And people don't look at you weird if you know martial arts.
If you know martial arts. I don't know. I'm fine the way I am.
Damn. This took a new turn. This is now a self-help episode. Eric, how do you feel?
I'm good. I just don't want to be Chinese. I want to be Chinese.
Oh,
okay?
Jesus. This is... I'm looking at Stevie Nicks on the wall right now. She's like, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
What's our time? I'll just say it.
1:02.
Shit. Well, do we have any more questions?
No, I didn't.
We kind of agreed this would be an LOL check. One.
Yeah, this is an LOL episode. I like it. So I don't want to answer any questions tonight. Sorry, guys, whoever asked.
Do you have any... Anthony, do you have any final words? Or not final words, but any like final topics or things you want to discuss or say, either to me and Armani and Alex, or just like to the people... who listened to this?
Hello? No, I'm good.
If you're out there...
Sorry.
If you're out there...
No, doesn't matter how you look.
Nothing you can think of?
Yeah.
Where can I get... Okay, we already saw this on the phone. I guess we're sitting on a podcast now. But yeah, where can I get ammo again?
Academy.
Because I have ammo for the range, but I don't have self-defense. I didn't even know there was a difference. LOL.
Yeah, Academy has a pretty good selection of ammo. I got, so what I use is...
Can you get it online? Because I think Academy's been running out.
I don't think you can buy ammunition online. I think that's illegal.
Oh, never mind.
But they might be changing it. I think Academy changes. You can buy it online, then you can go pick it up in the store.
Okay, I probably will do that because.
Yeah. I get 9mm, 124 grain hydrophobic jacketed hollow point.
Jeez Louise, sir. Okay, Alex, do you have anything you want to say either to us or to the people at home?
No, not off the top of my head. I can't think of anything.
I feel you. Well, Armani, any last words? Any?
The worst outcome of coming into contact with aliens isn't finding out they're hostile. It's realizing they're digital copies of their species.
That was really deep and scary.
Where's Costello?
Oh, yeah, Alex, did you see it? Did you see...
What?
Did you see Arrival?
Yeah, I watched it.
How LOL. It?
What'd you think?
It was good. Yeah, like, I think there may have been some stuff I missed. But I think I got most of it. It was good. I liked it. Was there supposed to be... Was there... Where's Costello? Like, the whole thing with... This is spoiler alert, by the way. But, like, with the... Yeah. The whole thing of, like, the daughter being sick, was that supposed to mean anything significant, or...
Well...
Oh, wait, what are you talking about?
Arrival.
Oh, shit, yeah, wait, what?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I like, zoned out.
Oh.
So you're talking about Arrival? Yeah, Arrival... No, like, the whole thing is, like, time is linear, so... So what...
Time is non-linear.
No, sorry, time is not linear, so... When she met Jeremy Renner, like...
She already knew.
She already had her daughter, and Jeremy Renner hadn't met her yet, or had the daughter. It was like, it's wild.
Have you guys seen Watchmen on HBO yet?
No.
Like, she meets him, but she already saw her whole relationship with him.
Yeah.
And then, and then spoiler alert, she already knows that they're going to have a daughter, and she's going to have cancer.
Yep.
And Jeremy Renner knows that she knew, but I guess she didn't tell him, or she still wanted a kid even though she knew, so they divorce.
Yeah.
Because of that. But
because you can't fuck with
But
daughters.
Yeah, but then it goes back to like where they're like, you know, about to, you know, be in a relationship and eventually have their kid, and she still goes, and even though knowing all that now, she still goes through with it, right? Or something. But yeah.
Yeah.
That movie was really good. I liked it.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I need to check out Watchmen on HBO because...
The Watchmen show?
Yeah, the show. Because Dr. Manhattan basically does the same exact thing. Like, he sits down in a bar and he's, like, talking to his girlfriend or a random lady, but then he's like, oh, no, you and I start dating. And she's like, yeah, right, you're full of shit. And he's like, 6 months from now, we're having our first argument. And they're like, it flash forwards, like, 6 months. And it's insane how they show how he... is basically constantly in time. Like, he can be at any moment in time.
That's scary.
And have, like, the same... No, it's... Yeah, it was insane. The way they set it up.
I want to play something before we log off. I need to find it, though. But I just saw this tweet. It was like... it said, if we live in a simulation, Florida must be the testing ground for all the new DLC because all the crazy stuff be happening there.
The new DLC.
Yes.
But I'm trying to find this video real quick. It's from American Gods. I played it for Eric once, remember? And they were like, people were like, oh yeah, his character got written off the show because the CIA called
him.
Yeah,
he was like spitting real shit.
Yeah, okay, so I'm going to play this and then we're going to end with this. So if you guys can hear it, let me know. Okay, I'm playing it now.
Only a goddess can adorn the sarcophagus of a god. So help me understand what these new gods give you. And what they take away. I am not a god. In the sense that I can tolerate exploitation, oppression, and repression, my worshippers know. Freedom, they free. They know the most potent weapon of control for the oppressor. Is the mind of the oppressed. They know slavery is not a condition. Slavery is a cult.
Human trafficking is a cult. Slavery got a rebrand like motherfucking the alt-right. And snatch. Another one gone. Every 30 seconds, another chocolate brown, caramel, yellow, high yellow, red bone refugee girl with melanin in her skin gets snatched. Every 30 seconds. And to make matters worse, these dazzling new plantation owners built a pipeline to take our children from school to prison quicker than a cut can bleed. And the lucky ones go from school to the NFL. Yep. Where they don't even let them live.
Yeah, so I've never seen this show, but I always saw this, like, this video circling around Twitter. And it's made me want to start it after The Handmaid's Tale. It's like, have you guys seen American Gods?
No.
Yeah, apparently it's a really good show. But when I was just playing with one of the characters, he goes off about, like, how a lot of things that were wrong in America have just been rebranded to soften the blow, but it's still there. Like, how slavery has been basically turned into human trafficking, how minorities are turned into either football stars or NFL stars for the pleasure of, like, the elite, or they go from school to prison. There's not really another option. How there's a lot of oppression there. And it's very true, and it's a very interesting show that I want to start. So if anyone's out there who's seen it, let me know what you guys think about American Gods. But I don't know. I think I fried my brain for it today. I got too deep into the simulation.
Yeah, I almost felt the off switch.
What's the off switch?
Alex.
Yeah, Alex is the key. We have to throw him into the source code.
Oh shit. I don't know, what if, like, people who we think are crazy or weird, what if they're just, you know, surpassed the normality that we've been conditioned to, and they've escaped the simulation? Death is only the beginning. Okay.
Hey, if you're really deep into this theory, go on Netflix, go to Black Mirror, and watch the episode called Playtest, because that episode is probably the craziest, in my opinion, the craziest Black Mirror episode ever made. And it will, if you haven't seen it, it will stay with you for a while. And it's about kind of the subject that you're talking about. I want it. So yeah, if you haven't seen it, go watch it.
Hold on, I just saw something. Oh, never mind. Wait, what's the episode called?
Playtest.
Playtest on Black Mirror.
Oh my god, yeah. Dude, that episode fucked me up.
What was that one about?
No, I couldn't like sleep right for the next couple of days after I saw that episode. Not even kidding.
Yeah, that episode's serious.
What episode?
What's it about?
Playtest.
Just watch it. Just go into it without even like knowing.
Yeah, it's better if you don't know anything about it.
I'm scared.
I'll watch it.
I think I need to watch all of Black Mirror one day. I haven't watched it all.
Yes.
This was a good episode.
We got weird.
Yes, we
did.
Even
though Alex tried to shut it down.
This is for one thing.
You fucking narc.
Right. Yeah, I'll see you tonight.
It's not his fault. It's his programming.
It's not as far as his programming, lol.
Oh no, I thought we were the programs, and he's like, or is he a program that is he? Was he programmed to make sure the other programs fall in line?
I was reprogrammed when I had my brain surgery.
I'm malware. Oh, all
right, can we finish this? Because I want to hear Eric's thing at the beginning.
You don't want to hear what I said in the beginning.
So he just said he's malware, so that's a good one too. I'm gonna make that the episode title. We're all malware.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
I want to end with a quote or a Pepe video.
Just quote Wu Tang. Call it a day.
Okay, Alex. You have anything else to say?
Nope.
Anthony. Eric?
No, I think I'm good.
I'm good. I'm good too. Yeah. If you made it this far to the end, we're proud.
Good
of
job.
good job. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in, Anthony, Alex, and Eric. I'll see you guys on the Oasis.
All right.
Good night.